Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
I am the Viper. Not so pleasant, but very intense. Bad syntax.
Bestdrumandbass.com.
It's angry. Angry boys.
All right, what's going on, everybody? Bad Syntax here once again for your Friday edition of the Best Drum and Bass Podcast. Or if you're catching it live, we're out here on Thursday. Hopefully, we're tricking the Facebook algorithms and they're not going to catch us because that shit's been fucking annoying. But we'll see where we go. I appreciate everybody locking it in. We got myself, Bad Syntax, and MC Tell. I am the Viper, forthcoming Close to Death. First ever listen right now. Going to be coming out next month. Don't forget, come check me at Hidden Jungle tomorrow night. And we got Denver the week after. Got a lot of dope shit. Amex in the guest mix from the Dreamers. But for now, let's go.
I am the Viper.
cosmic dust activity.
We'll be right back.
Yes, yes. Big up everybody out there in Facebook land. Looks like we made it. We made it through the mix session. So I really appreciate everybody locking in. I'm still learning how all this streaming shit works on Facebook, like the watch party, but looks like we had a good amount of people in. Let's get to the shout out. Oh yeah, you're listening to one of the four forthcoming binary tunes on Abducted LTD. Shit is hot. What up, Bad Martian? What up, Seep? What up, Hugo Hardcore, Brittany Swain, Sebastian, Brad, Tara, Christian? What up, Basilisk? Saw you in the chat. What up, man? Poppy Chulo, PF to the Deaf. What up, man? Nemco, or Nemo Junglist. What up, man? Buzz B. What up, Greg? Babylon Sound. Illustrate. What up, Drew? And yeah, if I could scroll through all these comments, I would do that as well. But big up to all you guys locked in live, sharing and caring. I am Bad Syntax. I'm here every single week. We do the live broadcast at about 9 p.m. every single Thursday. And then if you guys want to subscribe, we're now on Spotify. Holy shit. I totally forgot to say that at the top of the show. We are now on Spotify. You can follow us. Every episode will get uploaded there automatically. If you want to keep up with my show, and also my homie Knox does every single Tuesday. Yeah, that's two shows a week full of fresh drum and bass for you guys. We like to keep everything as current as we can. And yeah, in case you guys aren't familiar, this is where I segue into my tunes of the week, which is actually, it's 2 weeks at this point, because last week we had Babe Mix. Big up, Babe. And yeah, I have some tunes to make up for. So we got 2 weeks full of tune reviews. Got about 10 tunes to go over. And yeah, we got Amex from the Dreamers in the guest mix. Hopefully they come through with the guest mix. Accidentally deleted the link. And I think they're going to get back to me. But Dreamer has been killing it. I'm really happy with them. And yeah, I think that's about all the talking I can do for now. So welcome to the Bad Tunes of the Week. If you guys aren't familiar, this is where I go over all the tunes that just got released that I think you guys need to go out and purchase, support, buy, anything you can do. And the fact that we're streaming live means that I have to talk over a lot of it, so you guys are gonna have to deal with me chewing your ear off a little bit, telling you a little bit about each tune. First up on deck, the homies Dead Zodiac and E-Scene. Tune's called They're Coming. Just dropped on Dead Zodiac's brand new EP on Protocode, and those boys been killing it big time. I got a forthcoming collab with E-Scene myself, but not to take the focus off this. Like I said, four tracks. I think it's called the Gaia EP. Very solid drum and bass. Down Under. You know them Australians doing it heavy. But Dead Zodiac, you see them, they're coming out now on Protocode. Let's go. Yeah, you know I like that tech, that nasty, dirty sound. I'm very happy for these boys. Killing it like they are. I definitely want you guys to go out and support this one. Protocode, I think they're on their second or third release. And yeah, everything they're doing is just top-notch. I love all of it. Big shout. Once again, this is Dead Zodiac and E-Scene. Tune's called They're Coming. Spooky, spooky. And we'll get into the next one right now. And if you're if you like to live under a rock or something like that, then maybe you've not heard of Synergy. But I have a feeling you probably have. They just dropped a three-song EP on Blackout. This is the title track. It's called Vector. They have two solo tunes, and then they did one with audio. That's actually not exactly what you would expect from an audio collab, which I like. I'm glad audio is off Ram and doing his heavy shit again. Nothing against Ram. Much love for all them, but we need the heavy audio. But anyways, back to Synergy. This tune's called Vector. It just dropped on Blackout. Go buy the shit. Go buy all these tunes. Buy them a million times, because they're all fucking fire. We're going to get into this one right now. Energy. You know, I love that solid upfront tech energy, and Synergy always has it. Once again, this is called Vector, and it's out now on Blackout. Check that shit out. Gonna get into the next one. Gotta kind of go through these kind of fast because we got a lot of them. And in case you didn't know, next one on deck, Joanna Sais just dropped her full album on Other Side Recording. And this is my favorite from the bunch. The one featuring Mizo, one of my favorite up-and-coming producers. Always keeps it nasty. I think there's about 10 songs on this release. Make sure you check it out. Saw them. They hit number one on the drum and bass charts. Big up. Stateside drum and bass. Once again, this is Joanna Sais and Mizo. Dark Days. Out now on the Other Side. Let's get into it. Man, if that bass line doesn't make you just want to like punch your head through a wall in a fit of joy, I don't know what will. Like I said, this one just dropped a full album on Other Side Recording. Make sure you go check that out. Support the Stateside drum and bass, homies. Gonna wind this one down. Joanna Sais and Mizo. Tune's called Dark Days. That bass line, man. I just can't get enough of that Mizo bass line. He's always got that raw power and aggression. I love it. Next up, you heard my tune from Close to Death at the top of the show, but this just dropped. Sequined. The tune's called Blockhead. And yeah, it's everything you want from Close to Death. That angry tech awesomeness. A little bit of those quirky melodies and shit in there. You know I'm a sucker for that. I think there's two tracks, maybe three tracks on this one. Sequin, tune's called Lockhead, out now on Close to Death. Let's get it moving. We'll be right back. This one takes you by surprise in all kinds of ways. Really, really happy to see Close to Death coming full bore again and reminding the world what a fucking superpower label they are. Big up Ian and the whole crew over there. Once again, this is Sequin with Lockhead, out now on Close to Death. And we're going to get into the next one about halfway through. This, one of my good friends, recently rebranded. He now goes by Bytecode. The tune is called Disruption, and it's out now on Red Light Records. Red Light Records is another one that's been just murdering for the past year and a half, maybe a little bit longer. But yeah, I'm liking all the support for the dark, heavy, neurofunk in tech. You know what I mean? But yeah, he used to go by Tom Tech. He owns Kill Tomorrow, another one of my favorite labels, who we have something from them coming up as well. But Bytecode, he's going to be making some big moves this year. Keep your eyes and your ears out on him. For now, this is part of a two-song single he did for Red Light. Once again, this one's Disruption. Let's check it out. Yeah, man, a Bytecode doing the damn thing. If you guys have any questions about any of these tunes, jump in the chat, say what's up, let me know. We still got a little while to go. Only halfway through the tunes of the week. Once again, big up my brother Bytecode. That one's Disruption, out now on Red Light. As we get into the next one. This next one kind of took me by surprise. You know, I have full support for the Viper fam. This is no different. Giganti, or Giganti, however you fucking say that shit. They have been just murdering the tune. Absolute mental shit every time. Top notch, and I don't know how they managed to outdo themselves each time, but I think they did. You heard this earlier. Shit's got massive energy. This is Rico Law by Giganti, out now on Viper. Get ready to fucking skank out. Just ridiculous. Ridiculous tune. Fuck. I love acting a fool on the stream. But big up them guys. This is two songs on this one. It's a single out now. Both solo tunes by Giganti on Viper. Like I said, this one's called Rico Law. Rico Law. And we're into the next one. And yeah, someone we can now claim as a USDMB soldier. Fucking Mob Tactics slaying this one for Trendkill. That's Prolix's label. The tune's called Dropout. And yeah, I don't know exactly where it fits in my sets because it's a little, the structure's a little bit off of what I normally play. I'm not too much into the swing stuff usually, but this is just a massive stinker of a tune. Mob Tactics has a tendency to just make everything gold. So check this out, Mob Tactics, Dropout, out now on Trendkill. Yes, yes, Mob Tactics, big things every time. Very, very happy to see their success. And one of my favorite DJs to see live. Big up, Luke. Hope I can catch up with you guys over in Europe this year. But Mob Tactics would drop out, out now on Trendkill. And we're on to the next one. Yeah. Like I said, Eat Brain has been switching it up lately. And after I found out Clash Tone was all people that I do know, and they're not some brand new artists, I do know Colt, who just dropped 4 songs on Eat Brain. This one's Patchwork. They're all a little bit quirky. They're a little bit different. I think Eat Brain took all those comments to heart where everybody was like, everything's sounding the same. And now they're just making everything sound ridiculous on left and right, but still fantastic. Colt, Patchwork, out now. And as if I have to explain it, you know, when I say ridiculous, I mean fantastic. Just the production level is so precise and so top-notch, and that the concepts are left field. I love it. I love the creativity and the energy that has gone into all these releases E-Brain's been doing. And Colt is a bad motherfucker. 4 songs on this EP, I think, maybe 5. But it's out now on E-Brain. This is Patchwork by Colt, and we're on to the next one. Next on deck. Like I said, I had one of the Kill Tomorrow tracks to play for you guys. This is Vertex, Fear End, and Kilobyte with Emitter. It just dropped on a 5-track various artists release from Kill Tomorrow, and you need to pick up that shit. Big up Bike Code and Kill Tomorrow, the whole fam. I see you guys killing it. This one hits it right. Kilobyte, all over the map, seeing his name everywhere. Big up all the hard work. I see you out there. I know who you are. Vertex and Fear End, be watching out for you guys as well. Anybody on Kill Tomorrow, I know they're going to be top notch. We got two tracks after this for you guys, and then I'm out. Hopefully we're going to catch the Amex guest mix in time, because it was a stinker. I already listened to it. Anything the Dreamers is fantastic. And as I said earlier, sorry you have to deal with my babbling. Just trying to make sure we don't get hit with the copyright fucking strike. But Vertex, Fear End, and Kilobyte, this is Emitter, out now on Kill Tomorrow, and we're on to the next one. Time for some funk, my friends. So, Teddy Killers and Gaidra did a track together, that's this, and then they did solo tunes as well. So three tunes all together on this single for the newly launched Neuropunk label. And I believe Neuropunk is a festival over in Russia that I want to go play Russia, because they always have the darkest, nastiest, heaviest drum and bass in the world, and I love it. But for now, Teddy Killers versus Gaidra, Miles High, out now on Neuropunk. And I can't believe we did it. We got through pretty much the whole show without any copyright on Facebook. I think we've tricked the system. Knock on wood. Hopefully we did. We got one last tune for you guys, and then I'm out for the night. Big up Teddy Killers and Gaidra. I believe Beth from Gaidra is the one who runs Neuropunk. So I'll be keeping an eye out for them. And we're into the last one of the night, my friends.
So,
you can never hold the microphone like this. I feel like I'm a game show host.
Even though this is the way I think you're supposed to hold it.
Al Seen says he loves watching me eat the microphone. That's when we do this. Last one of the night. This is Ripple with Crypto. It just dropped on Space Pirate Recordings, which I believe is James Marvel's label that they created after some VR game that they're doing. They just won some big awards. Big up James Marvel, one of the nicest guys in the game. Love everything he does. But this is Ripple with Crypto, out now on Space Pirate Recordings. So yeah, I think I'm going to go through the recap now. Tonight, all the bad tunes of the week. These are all tunes you can go out and purchase right now. I want you guys to go buy these tunes. I want you to have awesome music in your arsenal. That's what this is all about. We started out with Dead Zodiac and Esteem. They're coming on Protocode. You heard Synergy with Vector, out now on Blackout. Joanna Size and Mizo with Dark Days, out now on The Other Side. Sequend with Lockhead, out now on Close to Death. You heard Byte Code with Disruption, out now on Red Light. Gigante with Rico Law, out now on Viper. Mob Tactics with Dropout, out now on Trendkill. Colt with Patchwork, out now on E-Brain. Vertex, Fear End, and Kilobyte with Emitter, out now on Kill Tomorrow. Before this one was Teddy Killers versus Gaidra with Miles High, out now on Neuropunk. And right now you're listening to Ripple with Crypto, out now on Space Pirate Recordings. Big up to everybody who locked it in and supports what we're doing here at the Best Drum and Bass Podcast. Like I said, make sure you subscribe. We're now on Spotify. We're on iTunes. We're everywhere your podcast heart could ever want to be. Subscribe and help us by downloading, man. Those stats really mean a lot, and it helps us get those guests on here that we always are fortunate enough to have. You know, that's how we keep this free. It's all about community. If you guys are in the LA area, come check me out at Hidden Jungle 2 Downtown Warehouse Rave tomorrow. Secret Underground Vibes. It's going to be dope. Next week, I'm headlining Denver for the Language Monthly. Big up Legion out there. Big up DJ Syntax. I'm finally going to meet him. And yeah, make sure you check us out, bestdrumandbass.com, info@bestdrumandbass.com if you want to get in touch with us on email. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter a little bit, we're on YouTube, big up James, and that's it for my spiel. I'm going to start winding this one down. I am Bad Syntax, here every week, and make way for Amex.
Yeah, I've been around a while, seen a few eras change, seen a lot of faces come and go, lived through the thick, operated in the thin. There's a constant that always exists, always returns. It's a matter of quality control, standards, benchmarks, instincts. Fire in the blood, let's make them understand this. Line up the gods, we'll see what man can handle it. Black out the noise, block out the mass evangelists. I'm fact of matter, ain't no nagging activist. Fire in the blood, this make them understand this. He entrusted me and I will not abandon it. Let's gather up our thoughts and we can let them have it. Build this theater up with street magic.
keeping it raw, nothing less or more. I score every time for sure, sure, sure. Keeping it raw, nothing less or more. I score every time for sure.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.